I had left the bathroom door open. Why wouldn't I? It's my room. And also, there was a full-length mirror on the inside of the bathroom door whose existence has always bothered me, as I don't like to watch myself taking a shit. Maybe if I was German, but I'm not. I'm 100% American, so suck it, Lou Dobbs. Anyway, while I was sitting there, the maid knocked on the door and announced, "Housekeeping." I panicked, but because I was all cramped up, all I could manage at that moment was a weakly croaked, "No." She clearly didn't hear and knocked again, saying, "Housekeeping, turn down." I said, louder and much more urgently, "No thanks, in the bathroom." Except she did that thing that most hotel staff do where they will open the door as they're knocking and announce themselves. And I yelled, "I'm taking a shit," as she turned, looked, and, having no choice in the matter, smelled. She was as embarrassed as I was, perhaps more so. I think hotel maids are often like black bears, where they're more scared of you than you are of them, and all they really want to do is just root around through your trash. Anyway, she quickly backed out, averting her eyes, apologizing the entire time, and that was that. Now, that alone didn't bother me. In fact, I found it pretty funny almost immediately, as well as being a top candidate for a good story to relate to my friends and family at the upcoming Thanksgiving Throwdown my sister sponsors. What does ever so slightly bother me, though, is the reason she was going to enter my room in the first place. She was there to administer the turndown service. She was given a key to my room for the sole purpose of turning down one of the corners of my bedsheet and to leave a small piece of chocolate on the pillow. Thank you, but no. The sight of a mini chocolate on my newly exposed pillow does nothing for me. Absolutely nothing at all. Am I to be filled with a warm, comforting sense of being cared for by a nurturing Dominican grandma? The wholly satisfied feeling of being luxuriously pampered by an unseen but benign corporate nanny? I find it odd that this practice exists. The idea that after a long, tiring day in a strange town or even stranger culture that I've come home to a place where a strange lady of decidedly lesser economic class and status is dispatched to my room to move my sheets around and leave a tidbit of chocolate like some lazy, underachieving elf? Similar to this is the men's room or ladies room attendant. Unlike valet parking, which, while not completely necessary, actually serves a useful, while arguably gratuitous, function, the men's room attendant is useless, save for people with advanced arthritis or unbendable elbows. The feeling of easy, cheap elitism is inescapable. There's a nagging sense of, hey, you might be having a bad day, but at least you're not stuck listening to and smelling the greasy, vodka-soaked, explosive shit splatters of people enjoying yet another night out. I mean, it'd be one thing if the attendant was a 25-year-old frat guy named Joey standing around in a mesh Giants jersey, but it's always a black guy or Mexican, and about 80% of the time he's about 60 and moves with sadness. There are numerous examples of what seem to be wholly unnecessary and ultimately laughably ineffective attempts at luxury foisted upon the unwilling in this way. When I travel first class on planes, I don't like being addressed by my first name. I don't like being addressed at all, really, but I suppose there needs to be some way to get my attention to find out whether it's going to be the balsamic vinegar or creamy peppercorn dressing. I don't like being approached, and I watch as the stewardess squats down in front of me, puts her hand on my knee, and, as she displays the DVD selection, asks me, "David, will you be joining us at the movies today?" This really happened, by the way, but I'm getting off point. This is about excess. I have a friend who is a bit jappy. And by that I mean she is a Jew who is whiny and deeply concerned with her own comfort at all times. Why, what do you think I meant? That she is cute and shy with horizontal eyelids, looks great in a private school uniform, and is a bit subservient? No. Anyway, the other day this friend told me, this is all true by the way, about how she has been getting massages once a week at her house. She pays a licensed massaging man to come over with a full massage kit, table, scented oil, candle, and ironically ineffective atmospheric CDs featuring the sound of cicadas, running water, and plinkety new age electronic harp and soft techno whistles and farts, wherein he plies his trade. She's mentioned this a couple of times, and I've never really commented on it past a, "Oh, that's nice," or, "Oh, that sounds great, maybe I should do that." That is, until, after mentioning it again, she added the following stunner. "I usually get a 4-hour session."